Hi, this is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and I just want to welcome you to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a listening ear. I want to ask you to do one good favor for me. At the end of the broadcast, at the end of the show, I want you to leave a comment. I want to get your feedback. I want to get your thoughts. I want to get your suggestions. This is not all about me, myself, and I. It's about us. So let's talk up close and personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for sharing. Let's get ready and let's talk. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. I am excited. I am stoked. Because the various guests that I've been privileged to conversate with and just to get to know for a few moments, they have been some fantabulistic men and women. And today is definitely no less. Her energy, her spirit is bubbly. But you can see, as you can see now, for those of you that see them live, it's strong. Her presence is strong. And that speaks volumes. So unfortunately, those that are here on the podcast, you can't see it, but you see the picture. So that speaks within itself. I would say a picture speaks 1,000 words, and that 1,000 words is coming in the form of Jackie Roby. And please forgive me if I have mispronounced your last name.
You have not. It was perfect. Thank you, Dr. Thompson.
Thank you. Yes, I'm excited about today because every person that I've spoken to just within the last 2-3 weeks has just been taking us to a higher plateau, into a higher realm, into a different dimension, into a different sphere of their influence. And I know, like I said, today is not going to be any less. So I'm not going to read what you've put on the paper about telling us a little bit about yourself. I always give space for my guests to tell their own story because nobody can talk about you better than you can. So have at
it. Well, thank you. So first and foremost, I am an independent woman, a trauma survivor, a wife, a bonus mom, and a business owner. My business is Inspire Journey Consulting. I work as a sales strategist and social media amplifier for healing and wellness travel businesses.
That, before we started, I was saying the bonus mom, in case you don't know what that is. The word step is not in my vocabulary. I have an 11-year-old that's not my biological child, but he's, for every sense of the word, my child. Now, Jackie used bonus mom. I'm just mom. You know, we are placed here for different purposes. And we never know which way our path is going to go and whose life we're going to cross that we are designated to deposit and or receive. So just being, as you say, a bonus mom, how has that been for you?
It's been a roller coaster, to be very honest.
Okay.
I never wanted children of my own. Mm-hmm. I fell in love with my husband and he had a 5-year-old daughter. So I knew that this was going to be part of our life together. Mm-hmm. We have joint custody. So 50% of the time is spent at her biological mother's house, the other 50% with us. Mm-hmm. During the pandemic, she's been with us full time.
Okay.
So that's another adjustment. But what I will say is it's brought joy in a way that I didn't expect. It's actually served me in multiple ways, like bringing back memories mm-hmm. that I didn't have mm-hmm. from growing up. It's really interesting how children can do that.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see what my influence does for her and how I can bring something into her world that's different than what the other two parental figures have been able to bring.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know in my situation, when my 11-year-old, our 11-year-old, I met his dad right after he turned two. And no offense, but that boy needed some help. He needed some help. He was 2 years old and he was still drinking out of a sippy cup. He couldn't drink out of a cup. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't talking. He wasn't potty trained. And I used to call him, I say, this boy is like a Tasmanian devil. He would have fits of rage that would just blow you away. And especially from a little child, you say, well, where is all that coming from? And then as time has progressed and layers have been unfolded, you can understand where things are and how things came about. So ours has been my life with Xavier, that's my son, has been a roller coaster, but I'm so grateful that I have two grown children and 8 grandchildren. So just that within itself has been, woohoo, yeah. So he's uncle.
Oh, I love it.
He's uncle to a 22-year-old my oldest granddaughter. Don't figure that.
Cute.
And then he's uncle to a 4-year-old. So it, you know, that range is there, but we never know what life is gonna, you know, throw at us or what path we're gonna have to go on. And sometimes we have to make some detours, and sometimes we have to take on responsibilities that we never anticipated, but those responsibilities can be life changes, all for the better. And that's what it sounds like, you know, your experience has been with, you know, with the daughter. And that's phenomenal. I applaud you for that, because not everybody can do this. Not everybody is cut out for this.
I agree. I think it takes an amount of strength mm-hmm. and resilience and compassion.
Yeah.
And the ability to leave the house and go be with your friends and vent about it.
Yeah.
So you can come back and be nice again.
Yes, to still have some balance. Mm-hmm. Still have some balance. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's your space, his space, then the family space. And you building a relationship one-on-one with her is equally as important. So yeah, I like I said, I commend you. I commend you for that. Now, sales strategist and social media amplifier for healing and wellness travel business. Please explain what a healing and wellness travel business is. Because I'm sure many people are like, okay, travel business, but a healing and wellness, that sounds foreign to some people. Like me.
You got it. Well, I'll tell you what, you're not alone. And that's the entire reason that my business exists in the first place. So I have worked in the travel industry and sales for over 20 years.
Okay.
And it wasn't until about 17 or 18 years in that I was introduced to wellness and healing travel.
Okay.
And I have worked with people across the globe and so many experts in this industry, and so many people, majority, didn't know really any details about it either.
Okay.
So being strategic and being a planner, took a step back and realized, okay, what is actually happening here? Okay. So that's where, you know, the idea of saying, okay, well, they need some help getting their voice out. Mm-hmm. So wellness travel, to begin with, is really focusing on the mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
So when you think about that, think about first and foremost, you know, your food. That's a great way to look. We all love restaurant searching. Oh, I do. I don't know. Looking at menus, finding food that's there to fuel your body. Now, it doesn't have to be, you know, vegetarian, doesn't have to be gluten-free. It can be if that's what's a fit for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is being fresh, organic. You know, we've looked at farm to table for so long in restaurants mm-hmm. as a trend. It's that in a hotel experience as well.
Yeah.
Right. So that food element contributing to your body, the opportunity to have movement. Now, I like to call it mindful movement because when I hear things like boot camps, that turns me off.
Okay.
But maybe it's hiking or yoga or Tai Chi or whatever it is, or a morning walk.
Mm-hmm.
Anything like that, just a chance to move your body, get that energy going.
Okay.
There is an element of contributing to your mind, and that can be meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It can be journaling.
Okay.
It can be guest lectures. Sometimes you hear people that are coming in and speaking. Mm-hmm. That's always interesting. Conversations, guided groups,
okay.
Those different elements are reading, right?
Yeah.
And then when I think of spirit, I think of that emotional depth and how you get the chance to really re-energize that. So wellness travel, you come out of that vacation not needing another vacation. You're excited. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go home and just bring everything into your life.
I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at you because that is so true. How often do you go on a quote unquote vacation and then you come home and you need another 2 or 3 days just to recoup from the quote unquote vacation that you just had that was supposed to be refreshing and re-energized? Yes. Okay. That's interesting. So do you, in the process of helping business owners or clients or what have you, do you also prepare them to go into that, you know, with that, with the mindful movement and give them, you know, different steps as to, you know, what they should do and some things that they should not do in the process?
So when it comes to travelers, I don't book travel, so I want to be clear about that.
Okay.
But what I do with travelers is I'm here to build community and to educate.
Okay.
Right. I'm amplifying the voices of those that are providing these services.
Okay. So
while I know about it, I'm very big on trusting experts. So I will pass them to where they need to go, but I will give my recommendations along the way. And there's always tips of how to add wellness into your travels in a way that fits you.
Okay.
And just like so many other areas that are important to me, like diversity, equity, inclusion, this is about meeting people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take somebody who's never done this and is kind of skeptical and recommend that they do a silent retreat. You know, that's just, it's not going to be their jam. It has to be a fit.
Yes. Yeah. I remember years ago, we went to a resort, but it wasn't the atypical resort. This resort, you could take no electronics. You could only use your electronics, your phones, radio, you know, TV, anything of that nature, could only be accessed in the common area. And if you tried to be slick and do it, the sprinkler system would come on and would trigger the fire department to come out. Yes. And I thought that was the craziest place for us to be. And I was there for it was like 3 days and 3 nights. Beautiful. Nature trails, hiking areas, places where you could do canoe riding and paddle boating and different things. And you had to come into yourself. You had to learn how to spend time with yourself. And it was phenomenal. But like you said, if that's not something a person is accustomed to, it could literally just like, it could just freak them out, wig them out, because they're not, the quiet becomes too loud. The quiet becomes too loud. So I'm interested, because just a little example. I'm gonna use myself for an example. I want you to walk me through it. Okay, like right now, my back is spazzing so bad. Once again, I need to get another adjustment, because my neck, my back, my hip, and my knee from accident, from falling, things of that nature. And right now, my back, my lower back is swollen in that area. But when I was pregnant with my son and they were preparing me for an epidural, they stuck me like 12 times and he chipped a piece of my spine. So every now and then I have flare-ups. So now if I would someone that wanted to go on, you know, take a trip somewhere, and I just needed to get away to relax, relate, release, but I have no idea as to what I need to do. Mm-hmm. What kind of conversation would you have with me?
Sure. So I would want to learn, my first actually instinct question, so I'm going to go with that, is, does it hurt to walk?
Yes.
Okay.
It hurts to walk if I'm in flat sandals. I just pulled my tendon in my right ankle because I was walking in flat shoes, and I know better than that. The crazy part, as much as I don't need to walk in heels, it's better if I walk in some type of heel, because it takes the stress off my back. Or if I can get some Skechers, you know, some type of tennis shoe or something with arch support. So yeah, to answer your question, yes, it is painful to walk, but I want to start doing it again anyway.
Sure. So when I think about the different things that are at play, part of me wants to say, I think going to something that is more immersive wellness would be helpful, because you would have different professionals that can really talk to you about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And something that fits what you need, so that it's not necessarily just an adjustment or just a massage. It's something that really can bring you forward in your healing process and relieve that pain and help. And there could be different elements that go into that. So there could be, you know, food things, different movement you hadn't mm-hmm. thought of that could be assisted through that. I'd want to figure out how long you want to fly. Like if sitting and flying is uncomfortable, what that looks like, or if you're looking at driving, so we can figure out what location is mm-hmm. right now with protocols, what your comfort zone is
mm-hmm.
in terms of leaving. In the States, Canyon Ranch is a really great product, and they have an array of doctors from, you know, therapist, Chinese medicine, and everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have certain evaluations that are done. You could have reflexology and different things done for your feet. You could really be catered to, I think, in a way that would feel good and fulfilling.
Cool. I don't want you to give away all your nuggets. So yeah, we just wanted to, you know, a little couple of pieces here, a couple of pieces there. To get the people interested so they can seek you out, so that they can reach out to you. Because I'm sure just from the short time that we've been speaking, several people's mind, your wheels are going like, okay, how do I reach out to her? We're going to give you all that information and make sure that you have all the, you know, accessibility that you need to Jackie, most definitely. So now, what is your what, who, or why for the path you are on for your life? And I shared with Jackie, the thing that got me was the first six words that she put on here. And it says, after 39 years of being silenced. And that can be taken in so many different ways. But I would like for you to share what that is. But before you do that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the continuing of the matter with Jackie Roby. Be right back. Well, all right, we are back and we're going to jump right back into it. Let's talk up close and personal. Before the break, like I was saying, there was six words that Jackie put on her questionnaire that jumped out in front of me. And it pertained to the what is your what, who or why for the path you are on for your life. And her starting out statement was after 39 years of being silenced. And like I said, that could go in so many different ways and that could be interpreted so many different ways. But I want you to share with us what that looks like.
So I am a trauma survivor. And that specific term for me relates to sexual abuse that happened within my family from my grandfather at a very, very young age. Now, dealing with that and speaking about that and healing from that took, I mean, it's still a process to be real, but it was the initial thing that silenced me. Okay. What I've learned from that is as I'm peeling back the layers and finding my voice along the way, was that I was silencing myself in other situations as well, including in business. And in business, within family, with friends, for so many different things.
Yes.
And I think the last straw for me to drop was probably silence with business. And seeing that while I was trying to use my voice, I kept being pushed down. And I couldn't understand what was happening. And finally, when I took the leap of trust to start Inspired Journey Consulting, it was empowered to help people. And use my voice knowing that I could do that.
Wow. Such as with myself. It was right before my 30th birthday when I remembered from age 9 to 11, my stepdad. And it is part of my walk now to help others in business, in ministry, in family, and just their personal life. Organizations, whatever the case may be. And I applaud you for that because there are so many people, even now, older. Now I'm 59, but there are so many people that I've come across that are older than myself that are still, they will never, they said they want to talk about it, but they'll never talk about it because of how they were raised. And, you know, what goes on in the house stays in the house. My thing is what goes on in the house can also kill you. And it doesn't have to be a physical death, but it can be a mental and emotional death to where you do become silent. You're functional, but you're only existing. You're not living. And like you said, when it began to carry over into your business, you knew somewhere within yourself that okay, I got to do something. I have to do something. And that takes, when I say courage, that takes courage in the sense of taking power back, taking your value and your self-worth back, and not allowing yourself to be damaged or like you said, push back, to be silent. So thank you. Thank you. And no two people's experience is the same.
Absolutely. I mean, I will tell you, my husband had said to me, you don't allow anybody to abuse you. Why are you letting it happen here? And that for me was really eye-opening.
Wow. 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 The king of your home. The one that covers you and protects you. Mm-hmm. It's like they said, the king, the lion, the tiger. It's like standing up saying, okay, I got you. Yeah. I got you. Yes. Yes. Be all of your authentic self that you dare to be. That's awesome. That's awesome, because I'm sure you know that a lot of times it could be, well, whether it's the male or the female in the relationship, their husband or wife or significant other, when they come into the knowledge of what's happened, they can take a completely different attitude about it. And that can be hard. That can be harmful. And the healing for that, and I'm sure so many that are listening as well as that are watching, if you've experienced that, don't take it personal. If you've experienced not having the support within your family structure, don't take it personal. Because I promise you, there is someone in your circle that will give you a listening ear. Even if, you know, you have to, I call it, go and have a two-year-old tantrum, because sometimes you just want to let it out. And it's best that you let it out before you mess around and stroke out, have an aneurysm and all these other things, because you're holding things and you're bottling things up. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because a lot of, and just for the record, as I always say, it happens to men too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. It happens to men, but men are more apt not to say anything, because it's been taught that it's a sign of weakness if you share. No, it's not. It actually shows how strong you are when you are able to talk about it, when you are able to express yourself, and when you are willing to be vulnerable in front of others and let your emotions show in front of others. So yeah, we can stay right there, but we're not gonna stay right there. No, we're not staying right there. So, what challenges have you met with and overcome that were pivotal to your success?
What challenges have I not met with? Well, I would say one thing that's recent and in the success of my business has been the challenge of the pandemic. I opened a business to support travel 6 months before the world closed. So it was obviously unexpected. Yes. And a gift, because I had this chance to really look within. And when we do have this stillness or this chance to slow down, it gives us an opportunity to listen if we take it.
If you take it. Yes.
I spent a long time not listening to my intuition in many different ways. And what I realized during this time was there was a part of my business that I had planned to do temporarily for the first couple of years, which in the travel industry is called representation. So it means I'm selling on behalf of someone else.
Okay.
And what I realized during this time was that is not what I want to do. I may have been a career salesperson, but I don't want to serve anyone anymore. I want to support them.
Wow. That's good right there.
So I looked at what part of this process do I love? What makes me feel great? What brings me joy? And what am I really, really good at that's special? And I realized the strategy part of it was huge for me. It's one of my strengths. It has been from the beginning. I've always loved it. I was a dork about action plans. I'm into them. And I can see things a little differently, and I can bring that and then also create a vision that helps within the operation. And I learned this really from my years of all the different spaces that I worked, you know, managing different programs, and then also the clients that I initially took on and seeing what their bandwidth was and wasn't. So I can cater to what they need based on what they have.
Okay.
Rather than tell them, no, you need this and spend here and do this. And I like that idea of setting them up for success and letting them fly, not necessarily staying for years on end, because I want to see them move in a different direction. And then the space of social media amplifying. Before I started my business, I didn't know what that meant.
Oh, okay.
And what happened really organically was that people, professionals in my industry, would come to me and say, I'm learning so much about how you're doing this, and I didn't know, and you're so good over here, and can you teach me this, and can we do this? And this power that I am grateful to have and do things that come naturally. So my plan was to really curate a network of travelers that are interested in wellness, and then help bridge that gap in the travel industry. Because I feel like, from someone who's worked on the industry side for so long, we spend a lot of time speaking to each other. And there are so many details in the world of the traveler and the consumer that can be shared, should be shared, that would make their experiences even better.
Wow. Cool. That's it. To enhance, to enlarge, to empower, to assist in the growth of others.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like when I said that, it's like you have your little child and they're riding with training wheels on, and you take those training wheels off and, okay, I've been walking with you with the training wheels, so let's try without the training wheels. And before you know, you're cheering them on and they don't even realize that you're not even by them anymore, and they're gone now. You know, they're growing. That's great. Because a lot of people pretty much would want to keep things to themselves and let them be the one to do everything for you, instead of giving you the necessary tools to put in your toolbox so that you'll be able to do it for yourself. Yes.
Yeah. Teach them to fish.
That part. Yes. Yes. Teach them how to fish, because what that does is free you up for the next one to come past, for the next one to come. But if you're right there doing everything, you miss so many other opportunities that you would have, you know, been able to impact others as well. I like that. So we're going to take another quick break. This is for our sponsor. So why do we need sponsors? Because the podcast is free, because we have a nonprofit 501c3 organization by the name of Op Faith that we care for nationwide. And this is the purpose of our sponsorship. So give us right now a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and I want to share with you very briefly a matter of the heart. One of our nonprofit 501c3 organizations is OpFaith, Operation Faith Transition, Transportation, and Redevelopment Program. We support veterans, offenders, ex-offenders, homeless, those that go through abuse, teens aging out of foster care, single parents, and their families. And we need your help. During this pandemic, we have lost over 65% of our donor base. And again, like I said, we need your help. We help people as housing is concerned. We help pay their utilities, their rent, find housing, put them through trainings, various aspects, feed families. And although we're based out of Jacksonville, we service nationwide. So if you will find it in your heart, go to opfaith.org. That's opfaith.org. We ask that you consider to donate. Your donations can never be too large, and they can never be too small. So help us help each other. Help us help the next family. It's called paying it forward. Blessings, and we're looking forward to seeing you along the way. Welcome back as we come to the conclusion of the matter. So let's continue and let's talk.
All right, welcome back. So when we left off, we were talking about her travel business, how she's empowering others, how she is teaching others to grow, to soar, to run with their vision, run with their business, run in so many different areas to better themselves. Well, right now, in the last leg, like a relay race, we're going to talk about her mentor. One of the questions was, who is one of your lifelong mentors or heroes from everyday life and why? And then what's the trait that they modeled for you and passed on to you?
So my everyday life mentor is Joanne Capel. She is the executive director and founder of the Child Rescue Foundation. Mm-hmm. She had started this organization to help kids from families of domestic violence.
Okay.
We met when I was an intern for her when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And the universe works in amazing ways. She was there with me through an abusive relationship.
Wow.
That I didn't realize was emotionally abusive. Mm. So as we're helping and working towards this cause of domestic violence awareness, I'm really experiencing domestic violence firsthand. Mm. And Joanne is someone who's also been through that. And she is fierce.
Fierce.
Fierce. This woman is brilliant and courageous and tenacious and warm, supportive, caring. We are still in touch to this day. She is still somebody in my life who is a shining light.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And you're right. The universe does work in mysterious ways. You did not know that while you were sent for an internship, that internship was also going to be a saving grace to you, that someone was going to be placed in your path to help you walk through and identify what most people say is not abuse. Because it's not physical and it's not sexual. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people want to minimize and dismiss verbal and emotional and mental abuse. but those scars you can't see.
Exactly.
And those scars normally are deeply rooted, and it takes a process, because especially women, we're receptors. So we're like built-in tape recorders. It's replayed, replayed, and replayed. And until you can work through to get to your peaceful place, some people don't make it, men and women. Some of them don't make it to that peaceful place. Some people don't make it to the other side of their journey to be able to tell about it. And some don't make it because they don't even realize, like you said, they don't even realize they're in the midst of it. Mm-hmm. So I applaud you for even sharing that with us. Most people, when they write and, you know, give their answers, what have you, they openly disclose things. And one thing that I'm in the habit and practice of doing with all of my guests, whether it's for the podcast, whether it's for a Facebook Live, YouTube Live, a actual live session or what have you, I always ask, are there some areas that you would not like for us to touch on? Because you have to respect a person's space. Because you have triggers. You have triggers. Different people have different triggers. And if they're not ready to address a particular trigger, it could send them straight off the deep end. And that's something that we never desire to do. We want to respect people's boundaries and people's safe places. And when that person is ready, they'll share whatever that is that they're going to share when they're ready. And the worst thing you can do is push a person out before time. So, wow. And the fact that she's still walking with you, you know, and walking with you in a different area, because now it's a friend, it's a friendship, a sisterhood, as such. So that's beautiful, because there go, even with some of my clients, they're like, I'm their mom now. Mom, I'm like, oh my God, I got so many kids. I have so many children that I did not give birth to. But, you know, it's a blessing, because a lot of things that I didn't have growing up, it's amazing how I'm now in the position where I'm doing a lot of things that I wish that I would have had myself. Mm. So yeah, the ability to give back, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So now, what encouragement would you like to pass on to our listeners or viewers today that will challenge, encourage the champion in them? And why I say to challenge and encourage the champion within them, because a lot of people don't realize that they are champions. A lot of people don't realize that they need a champion. A lot of people don't see themselves as ever being anyone's champion, including their own. So what words of wisdom or encouragement would you want to leave with the audience?
I would say you are worthy of your dreams. We get so caught up in what we're told we're supposed to be dreaming, or what our significant other is dreaming, or what our friends are dreaming, or what the corporation we're working for tells us we're dreaming. Mm-hmm. This is your life, and you are worthy.
You are worthy of your dreams. Because even if a person were to try and take the dream that you shared with them and create a space, it wouldn't be authentic, because it wasn't theirs to begin with. That was yours. It was given to you for a reason. It was downloaded into you because knowing that you were the one, you're that individual that can bring that dream to fruition. You're that one that can cause that dream to manifest. So don't allow anybody to think or make you think that you're less than. You're giving power. You want to take your power back? You want to keep your power. You don't want to share your power with anyone. You let people into your space, but you never give power. You never give your power to anyone else. Because then, as Jackie has said, and I have as well, then you begin to silence yourself and allow others to silence you. And that's something that you never want to do. Well, young lady, beautiful, beautiful young lady. It is amazing how these things have been going here lately. Your spirit is so peaceful and so relaxed. Oh no, and so relaxed. Remember, we are live, okay? Your spirit is so peaceful and so relaxing until you become at a loss of words to say.
Thank you.
And you've actually demonstrated just what you said within the paragraph of tell us a little bit about yourself and you being the disruptor. You demonstrated it right here, that even those that I promised that are listening and that will listen in the future, if they're having a willy-nilly day, I know that you have calmed down. I know the troubled waters have subsided and you're now relaxing beside a quiet stream. I know, because no matter how many decisions you've had to make today, how many appointments, whatever the case may be, you've come to a point of peace about what your day is supposed to look like, or what your evening is supposed to look like. Or even if you have had a tornado whirlwind of a day, while you're listening to her voice, listening to her share, listening to Jackie impart, I know that you are at peace now. That even though the day may not have been like you wanted it, and it may not have gone the way that you wanted it, your evening is sweet and easy. Your evening, and if this is the morning, guess what? This is showing you what your day is going to be like. And if it's in the afternoon and it has gone left and you needed it to go right, guess what? The latter part of your day is getting ready to line up and go into the direction in which you desire it to be. So, as always, I allow my guests to have the final words. And with that being said, this is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. I thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. I thank you for everything that you all do to help and support our vision, our mission, and our cause. Now, I want Jackie to tell us how to reach her, where we can find her, where you can find her, and give us her last thoughts.
Thank you so much, Dr. Thompson. I'm truly grateful for this time with you in this space. To find me, I would say first come to my website, inspiredjourneyconsulting.com. There's a page called Travel Can Heal. and join the community. It's free, and it is for those that are on their healing journey or in support, looking for support to start. And it's really going to teach you about ways that travel is there for you. I would also recommend listening to my podcast. It's called Through Inspired Eyes. And it really takes you behind the scenes of the travel industry to talk about healing and mental wellness.
Through Inspired Eyes. That's cool.
Thank you.
When you can look through the eyes of other people and draw your strength. Okay, I'm gonna be quiet. I said you had the last words. That's right. My mind is always going. It is. But just like it did that for me, I know it's doing it for somebody else too. So it is what it is. But again, thank you so much for accepting the invitation. Thank you so much for reaching out. I am going to go and join your group myself.
Oh, I love it.
Because I'm a firm believer, before you tell somebody else about something, be a partaker of it yourself. You know, I knew I was going to anyway, but I wanted you to come on first before we did it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the continuing of the matter. So again, Dr., and I meant no disrespect, Dr. Jackie Roby, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything that you're doing in the earth realm for such a time as this, during this pandemic and even outside of the pandemic, because life is happening to everyone. So on that note, you be safe and you be well.